Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Show starts in 3, 2.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by Aaron Rodgers Achilles.
Oh, that's messed up.
Too soon.
I know. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app, use the code BobbySports, and get in on the action. We will lead with that. Coming up, George Burge and Ben Rector. George is an awesome golfer. We talk golf. Ben Rector is a great singer. He's also a good golfer and pickleball player. All that's coming up, so just hold tight. But first, Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. So I will say, I was watching the game last night, and I was excited because here we go. Aaron Rodgers in the green. That light green does look a little weird. I thought it'd be a little easier because the Packers were kind of green and yellow, but it still looks a little weird on him.
Yeah.
And there was I saw an over-under that somebody was doing that was like, Aaron Rodgers, plus minus 0.5 yards passing. It was like some funny prop and to make sure everybody won, and then he didn't even hit that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what did he have, three snaps?
Fourth play, right?
Yeah. Oh,
man. And then he's standing there, and he goes down.
Yeah. Oh, he walked on it.
Yeah. I think he realized he couldn't, but it wasn't he was hit and then he just stayed down. Everybody worried. He got up and then was like, and so I thought, oh, he'll be right back. When they were like walking him off, I really thought they're just because they, you know, he had his arms on both their shoulders, carrying him off. I'm like, he'll be fine. If anything, twist an ankle. Worst case, high ankle sprain. No. Worst case is the tear of the Achilles.
Did you ever see him come out of the tent? I feel like I missed that.
On the cart.
Okay,
when they put
I
him on
saw
the cart.
Them pull up the cart, and I must have gone to the bathroom or something, but when I got back, I'm like, they're not talking about him. Like, what's happening? Well, I need an update, and I didn't get the update till like halftime.
And the update kept changing on Twitter. It was questionable. Then it's like, he's not going to come back in the game, but it could be a high ankle sprain because the x-rays came back negative, so people were finding some promise in the negative x-ray, but an x-ray is not going to actually tell you if an Achilles snapped.
That's just the bone.
That's going to be like an MRI type.
And even when they said ankle, I was like, nothing looked like happened to his ankle.
Dude, how unlucky is that? I like Aaron Rodgers just fine, so I don't find any joy in that. But where Kevin's laughing his butt off because he hates the Jets because he's a Patriots fan.
Why are you laughing, dude?
Because I can't help it, man. Like, all this hype. Jets haven't been in the playoffs since 2010. All this hype. And, like, I'm honestly bummed. I wish he did play. I wish he didn't get hurt because I wanted to see it happen.
Liar, you're lying.
I just loved seeing the sad Jets fans last night.
I don't think that hype is fair because he got hurt. Hype is fair to compare if he sucked.
Yeah.
Hype, not fair if he got hurt.
It's the fans.
Okay, stop laughing.
Yes, for me, it's the fans. It's a fans. The guy flipping.
You're
the,
just a hater. You're a Patriots
Of course.
Did you like Tom Brady being in the uniform again?
It was beautiful. On Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the happiest I've been in 3 years.
I mean, was Tom Brady at every game? Like, I feel like Tom Brady was at 3 games this week. And it's almost like dude, you got to step away. Like, hey, watch it from the house.
He can't help it.
He couldn't help
it.
He's
just waiting for someone to call him in.
Yeah.
He's the emergency quarterback on every team's yeah. roster.
Yeah. So funny.
That sucks about Aaron Rodgers, just for the league.
Yeah.
And you see how boring a game can be when you don't have a good quarterback?
Yeah.
Do you know when I would argue with you guys about protecting the quarterbacks? You'd be like, no, let him touch him. I'm like, no. Then, yes, we're like, we want to play football. But I turned the game off. Halfway through the second quarter, I was like, this is awful to watch. And then I turned it back on because I flipped and it was 13-6. And then the Jets scored a touchdown, I think, to tie it up. Is my order right? Before I went to overtime?
Yeah.
And then I turned
like
it off.
Like Garrett Wilson's catch was unbelievable.
Then I went to overtime and saw the punt return.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
That was cool. I mean, even as a Patriots fan, I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool.
For a walk-off
that kid,
punt return?
Yeah, I mean, in overtime, 9-11, New York.
Kid
like
that
everything.
Just made it from Stephen F.
Hard
Austin.
Knocks, man.
Yeah.
They told him on Hard Knocks he made the team.
That was cool.
I thought the announcer was a little over the top with his, they missed a leg whip.
Yeah.
No. Could it have been interpreted as a trip? Okay, but no, he was up in the air. The guy was already going to be as blocked as he needed to be.
But he did extend the leg a little bit.
But that's
it's almost like when you're wrestling with your big brother. It's like, oh, you extend the leg a little bit just to get that trip in.
I don't think it was as blatant as the announcer made it. Like, he just got away with the leg whip.
Yeah, and it's not like it happened like, you know, a few players down. Yeah. It was right in front of the ref. I think if he thought it was a trip, he would have called it.
If it would have created an advantage, but he was already blocked. And it wasn't even that he was blocked. It was just the other guy got in the way and they fell down. That was not changing the game. Could it have been interpreted as a trip?
Yes.
Yes. But again, the announcer was acting like, what a myth. Put an asterisk, I think is what he said.
He did say that.
Put an asterisk. We don't even remember this game in 2 weeks.
We won't.
Put an asterisk on some crap.
Yeah, I hate that they brought that up.
It was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
And you're not a Jets fan and you hated it.
I hated it. Yeah. It was like kind of ruined the moment a little bit. Like, dude, let him have it. Come
also, on. Ruined moment if you got Garrett Wilson in fantasy. You took him way early. Well, you don't have Aaron Rodgers throwing to him anymore.
No.
That sucks.
But he's still the best receiver on that team.
That's cool and all, but who's going to get him the ball?
Now they got to bring somebody in, right?
I would think so. Now, Zach Wilson did win, but you look at quarterbacks that are available right now.
Tebow.
What?
I would sign up for that. The only way to supplant the Rodgers hype is to bring in the Tebow
hype.
That's
right, that's right.
But who do you... I mean, the only quarterback that I could think about would be... He just went to Dallas.
Yeah, Trey Lance.
Yeah, Trey Lance.
So Lance, I mean, I don't think the 49ers are going to trade Sam Darnold, who is probably better than a few of the starting quarterbacks.
Back to the Jets? That'd be funny. That would be funny.
What about like Cam Newton? Can we get him back?
Old.
Jameis Winston, trade for Jameis?
Oh, Jameis.
That would be fun.
I think you just go with Zach Wilson if you're going to do that. Like, unless you're making a play because you feel, because the Jets, he's good.
Yeah.
Really unless good. You feel like, you're going to do a 49er and just get someone who's adequate and let everybody else do their jobs at a high level, because that's what Brock Purdy is, right? He gets in, he gets the job done. He's not going to screw up a whole lot. Unless you can find that quarterback, you don't go get anybody. And you try to make Zach Wilson that version.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to get somebody, you're going to get a Jameis Winston or not Cam Newton. He's not even playing. But, you know, they're going to take they're probably too much of a risk taker. You don't really need a quarterback to win games at this point. You need a quarterback to actually come in and not lose you games if you believe in your defense that much.
Wilson's so bad.
Zach Wilson?
Zach, sorry. Yeah. Not Garrett. Definitely
no, Garrett's
Garrett.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it that he still wears like a do-rag.
Zach Wilson? Yeah. Is Zach Wilson the dude with the mom's friend?
Yeah. Okay. Hooked up with his mom's friend.
And the mom, yeah.
What?
Doesn't he have a hot mom?
Oh, he has a hot mom.
He didn't hook up with both of them.
Okay. Mom,
what
no.
Man, that would have been another headline. Wow.
So the coaches, owners, I mean, this happens four plays in. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what is that thought?
Well, this sucks. We spent a lot of money, which they'll probably, if Rodgers goes on IR, they'll have more money to even spend this year. Because if that money's dead, they can then bring somebody in. But also, if you're Salah, you're probably like, well, it's probably another couple of years with no pressure, because it doesn't matter what happens this year.
That's true.
He's not going to have any pressure to win, but I think you want that pressure with a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And second is not have to any pressure. Third is to have pressure with a bad quarterback. So I think he's on level two now, but that's the only like shining light is the fact that he's not going to have pressure to like get him to the AFC championship game.
The fact that they did beat the Bills, is that any momentum
builder?
It's
pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. It's not a momentum loser, except for all the momentum is lost with Rodgers being gone. I think it's It was just ugly. It was just ugly. The game was ugly.
It was bad.
Zach Wilson throws a pick. Like, hello, goodbye.
Aaron was throwing picks last night.
The Packers also lose out on a first rounder because he didn't play 70%.
Play, 65-70% of his games this year.
Wow,
so they also lose too.
So, but the Jets do win in that world.
Yeah, which I'm sure they would give up no problem, right? Yeah.
But it's, does Rodgers ever come back? If I'm 40 and I tear an Achilles, I'm probably retired.
I say done.
But he's got too much of and rightfully so, an ego to go out like that.
I hear you, but from someone else with a big ego based on like performance.
Who's that? What do you mean?
From me.
Okay, just checking.
That if I knew I couldn't perform at a high level, my ego would also keep me in check. Like, there is so much ego that keeps you in it longer, but there's also that ego that goes, God, I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to go and suck. Because if he doesn't think he has it, he won't go do it.
And it's not like the repair is not going to, he's not a runner. So it's not like he can't go back and play once they fix his Achilles.
That's a bad one.
That's a nasty one.
That's a bad one. It's worse than ACL.
Right, but he doesn't depend on his legs. It's not like,
as a quarterback, everything's your leg. You plant, you throw, you run.
You're telling me that if he heals right, next year he can't come back and be the same quarterback?
I think he's 40.
He's 39 right now.
40 years old. It's like, do I think he can be the same quarterback? No.
Josh Allen tears his Achilles, big difference.
Much younger.
The only good thing is it wasn't his right leg, his back leg, plant leg, you know what I mean, when he's throwing the ball, I guess, if you're looking for any.
And I would think he probably, in his mind, only had a couple years left anyway. I know he was saying 45, but he probably had a couple years in his mind left, maybe 2-3 max with the Jets. So, could he come back? Yeah, but that Achilles, it's no joke. Like, my friends that have torn Achilles that are athletes, like, it's the hardest thing to come back from. Yeah. It sucks for football. It sucks for the Jets. It sucks for Jets fans. I'm very sorry that happened to you guys.
Me too.
But that's it. All right, let's go to the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff Gunner.
After getting dominated at home the other night against Texas, would you be worried as a Bama fan that the Saban era is over?
As a Bama fan, yes, I'd be worried because...
I'm a guy.
Because... You're not used to not winning at the highest of high levels. And I'm also irrational if I'm a Bama fan. Now, as a fan of the SEC or college football in general, I think Bama's fine. They're always going to be second or third in the SEC now. But Saban's also 70 years old.
Yeah.
Like he's
looking tired.
It really can only go so long. And I'm not even saying it's over. I still think they could win out and win the national championship. So I'm not saying it's over. But... last year, you know, they saw that as not a great season. What, they lose 2 games? 3 games.
I mean, they almost lost to Texas last year, too.
They did, but almost doesn't count.
Well, I know. Same kind of situation.
They did. They almost lost to Texas, and if Ewers would have still been in the game, they probably would have lost to Texas last year.
Yeah.
Because he got injured and was really playing well.
If they didn't have Bryce Young last year, it probably would have been the same result.
And that Bryce Young deal, like, he had to bring him back from, like, the depths in that game. But I don't want to talk about last year because it didn't matter. Everybody, sometimes you almost win, sometimes you win easily. If I were a Bama fan, I'd be worried.
Oh, my God.
Because I got Alabama. So, yes, but I don't think there's, as somebody that can see the forest in the trees, there's not real concern. There's a little bit of concern. But what's your concern? Worst case scenario, you're second or third?
Yeah.
With still the outside shot to finish first? I mean, Georgia's still got the dogs, the defensive linemen, offensive linemen. Bama's right there with them. But, yes, Saban's 71?
71.
So that's got to end at some point.
He's got to stop playing those late games, though, man. Like, he looks tired. By the fourth quarter, he looks like he's past his bedtime.
What?
He looks exhausted.
What?
I'm serious. Play him at noon. Let the old man play at noon.
Didn't think about that.
Like, really?
Get him
like,
a 6 a.m.
This game's almost 9 o'clock. Dude, he's got to go to bed.
Let him sleep. It's sunrise. Let him play.
Seriously, put him at that 11 game.
The quarterback situation in Bama, you know, when they don't name a quarterback until the first game, you know you don't really have a quarterback.
Right.
So I don't know if that's a recruiting issue because these guys are highly recruited players. Is it a development issue? Is it a Nick Saban is old issue? But he's 70, but he's also like the CEO, right? It's not like he's down calling the plays.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yes, I would be, if I was a Bama fan, I'd be worried. But they're fine. Saban's there this year, probably there next year, then he's probably out. But what sucks for Debo is, or Dabo, excuse me, Debo's a fantasy team.
Debo Samuels.
Dabo is that, obviously he's at Clemson, but they're kind of sucking too because he won't take part of the, really an NIL transfer portal, all that. But he wants the Bama job because that's his school. So if he's not winning big at Clemson, he ain't ever getting the job.
You ain't going to get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's losing.
You got to get with the times.
That's right. Aaron Rodgers probably got to get that job.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For no other reason than just the headlines. He gets something he can do. All right, next up.
After another statement win last weekend, who does Colorado have to beat for people to start taking them as a real contender?
So let's look at the games. They have Colorado State coming up. They're playing that in Colorado.
That's not serious.
They'll win that one. But it'll be interesting to see if they win that one when everybody thinks they should win now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first game against TCU, nobody thought they'd win. Mm-hmm. The second game, everybody's like, well, let's just see what they're all about. Let's see if that was lucky. They're supposed to win this game. So that'll be interesting. They should win it.
They're at home.
And if they do, good deal. But then it's Oregon. That's
a tester.
That's where we talk. Because you have Oregon and then USC. And even if they lose both those games, and it's just a respectable game, we can't say it's a failure if they don't go undefeated. If they win 6 or 7 games, I think that's a really nice season. But I think some people are going to feel unsatisfied because it started off with such a bang. That's almost you're building the monster so big and you got to keep feeding it. If you don't keep feeding it, the monster starts to shrink. But even a shrunken monster is way bigger than the loser you had last year.
He's got 2 sons on that team.
Uh-huh. Safety and a quarterback. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that quarterback's a first rounder.
Now.
According to Mel Kiper.
Yeah.
And he coached them in high school, too?
He did. When I was friends with him, he was the high school coach. He fly back and coached him in high school.
Amazing. So is he going to just keep following him all the way to NFL?
That'd be hilarious. Be like LeBron and his son.
Yeah. Oh. Seems like it.
I don't know if his safety son is...
Does he play?
Yeah, he's starting safety.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, okay. They both play.
Oh, okay.
And then I think the third son is the audio
digital
video guy.
Yeah, digital guy.
digital guy for the team.
Deion Jr.
I love it.
Yeah. So if his other son makes the league, actually, I'm not sure what they're scouting him as. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I like Deion, so it's fun. All right, next up.
Going to the NFL here, which lackluster performance surprised you more the other day? The Bengals at the Browns or Steelers at home versus the 49ers?
That Bengals loss was real bad.
They couldn't do anything.
And Joe Burrow threw for less than 100 yards. Cleveland's real good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy for a guy like Myles Garrett, who I don't know. Although we do own the Texas Rancher pickleball team together.
Oh, you guys are
co-owners.
Co-owners. Oh, what's that called? Well, like when you're business partners.
We are business partners.
You guys are business partners, yes. Dude.
Did you see him doing the basketball move?
I did. His crossover.
That was cool.
But a guy like that that's so good, and if they just get stuck on a bad team their whole career, it just feels like such a waste. So I'm glad that Cleveland's gonna have a real shot. In the city of Cleveland, I've probably been there once or twice, but I like have a bond with it because it's just like a working class town.
Yeah.
It's a small market in the NFL. So I do root for them. But Cincinnati's the same way. It's not like Cincinnati's much bigger, but Cincinnati has had some winning recently where Cleveland's team left them. They had to create a new Cleveland Browns in the last 25 years. But the Bengals' performance, I guess I'm not going to be a surprise. I am surprised by both. But Burrow was hurt. He didn't get any preseason snaps because he was hurt. So how shocked am I going to be? I am still surprised they lost. And I'm very surprised they lost so bad and it was so ugly. But when you look at it, that to me, Burrow was hurt. No preseason snaps. I'm going to go with that one is not as shocking as how bad the Steelers were. Because I thought the Steelers, I didn't think they'd win, but I thought it would at least be a competitive game. Or
was it 1 yard, I think they got by the half? Is it the first half?
They were down 199-1.
It was like in second quarter.
Gotten 1 yard, net yard.
And like Pickett, he just looked frantic.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's all his fault. There's an offensive line there. But I think that to me was the most surprising at how much I had thought. But by the way, week one's an anomaly always. So I'm not really putting anything into week one as much, except it'll be on the record at the end of the season and it'll probably affect some playoff games. But I wouldn't bet too much based on what you saw week one.
I'll throw another one in there. What about Arizona and Washington? That was a close game.
Yeah. I'll throw another
too close for
the craziest one to me was Seattle losing to the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a shocker too.
That one to me was crazy. Because, you know what, the 49ers should have beat the Steelers. Maybe not that bad. You know what, Cleveland beating Cincinnati, not that crazy. Cleveland's supposed to be really good this year, too. No chance the Rams are supposed to beat freaking Seattle.
No.
Especially by that much.
At home.
It's ugly. All right, next one.
Whoa. Giants, Cowboys?
We're getting there.
Shocked?
1 second.
You weren't shocked?
Last question here.
which performance impressed you more? The Cowboys defense, Eddie, or the Dolphins offense?
Let me walk through some stats here.
Come on.
The Cowboys defense, 7 sacks, 2 interceptions,
oh,
a blocked field goal for a touchdown.
And I think there were 2 sacks that weren't counted there that could have been sacks.
Dolphins offense, 536 total yards, 466 passing. So which one surprises me more? The Dolphins offense? I think the Cowboys have a really good defense.
Yeah. And
probably the Bosa or Parsons. You can argue who you'd rather have, but the best defensive player in football, right? We'll just say Parsons or Bosa, either one.
Yeah.
Parsons.
So I didn't expect it to be that good. And they ran away with the game early. Like, they kicked him in the balls early.
Immediately.
And it was over, and it was never going to be a game.
I mean, I don't think Dak touched the field until, you know, 8 minutes in.
It was never going to be a game. So I'm just so surprised. The fact that Tua even finishes a game is surprising.
Without
to me.
A concussion?
Yeah. I just expect him to always be hurt. He looked good as crap. And Tyreek looks unstoppable.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
And I was watching where they're saying Tyreek doesn't even, you know, now it's like he doesn't just line up and run. He spent all season, like, working on routes. And I'm like, why didn't you already work on routes, bro? You've been in the league for a long time. But, he's really spent a bunch of time getting better at route running, which is making him even more dominant, where he could just outrun everybody. But now he's being more particular, more precise. That's tough. I mean, with Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah, he's got weapons.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Was a little more surprising. They looked really freaking good.
Okay. But the Cowboys really did make the Giants look like they didn't know how to play football.
Yeah, they did.
That was bad, dude.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
And even towards the end of the game, when the Cowboys just took all their starters out and put the second string defense in, they still made the Giants look like they couldn't play football.
It made them look stupid. I agree. But they also made the Dolphins offense. I mean, both teams were making up the other team look dumb.
Yeah.
But you just love the Cowboys so much, you won't take anything
and
else.
It was just beautiful.
But no, what I'm saying is it didn't surprise me as much as the
right,
other.
Right.
Like, I believe.
Yeah.
I put a $500 future on the Cowboys.
Attaboy.
For if they win the Super Bowl, I win $6,000.
Ooh. Dang. You should cash out now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think it's giving me any extra money right now.
Just week one, they give you a cash out. Even I don't think they're scared.
$2.
Right now.
I don't think $17 is really going to do it. Okay, that is the Tittle Tattle.
The stupidest name ever is the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports. Get in on the action. My wife and I were at brunch on Sunday, and I'd flown all night from Vegas to get back. And so I got 5 or 6 hours sleep because you lose the 2 hours. We didn't leave till 11 p.m., whatever. I'm a little out of it, but it's also leading into week one of the NFL. And so we go to have brunch. And it's
brunch?
Right.
Brunch is afternoon.
Well, it's like 12:30.
Oh, boy.
I know, but I owed it to her. And so we go, and I'm there in this place, and it's kind of like a healthy, organic type place. And some
it wasn't
guy,
B-dubs? A sports bar?
No. Some guy comes up to me and goes, hey, man, I don't want to bother you, but thanks for the parlay.
No.
And walks off. Just walks off. That was it.
Nice.
That
Let's
was
go.
It. That's it. And she was like, what did he say? Nothing.
Don't worry about it. He said the eggs here are great.
Eggs, yeah. So we hit. Last week, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Auburn, all money line. We hit.
Didn't realize that Auburn game wasn't until like midnight.
Late.
Yeah. I stayed up watching it. I was
you
up till
did?
1 in the morning watching really? It. Yeah, because Auburn almost lost.
Oh, no.
Twice.
Who bet it? Who bet the parlay?
Me.
Me.
Mike and Reed, losers.
Oh, come on, guys. Wow. Hey, and it gives you a number, too. Like, when you go on the app, on the DraftKings app, it tells you how many people have bet it.
Mm.
And, I mean, I think we were over 2,000 people.
When I saw it, it was about 4,000 people.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And how I see it is if I can win, like, 1 out of 3, that's a moneymaker. Because they're hard to hit. Parlays are hard to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially 4 games.
But I want to hit every week.
Come on.
I got another one here for you.
Whoa.
Hey. Boys, I'm telling you, if you don't get with this one, you ain't going to get with anything.
I got smiles ready, dude.
Reed, you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, boys. You can't miss out. I did that last year. When Reed won his big one, I missed out on that.
I'm out, dude. I'm out.
This is a 5-game parlay.
I'm in.
5-gamer.
Dang.
Somebody's getting cocky.
No, confident.
That's different.
Rarely will you hear me go, 5-game parlay. Ladies and gentlemen, LSU Moneyline. at Mississippi State.
Check.
North Carolina, money line. Minnesota at North Carolina.
Got it. Check.
Tennessee, money line. Tennessee at Florida.
Tennessee, money line.
Mm-hmm.
Check.
Nebraska, after a humiliating defeat. Nebraska, money line. Northern Illinois at Nebraska.
Nebraska, money line. Check.
Arkansas, money line. BYU at Arkansas.
Five-game parlay. Let me just confirm here.
Okay, go ahead.
You got five games on this?
Five-game parlay.
All right, dude. It looks good.
LSU, North Carolina, Tennessee, Nebraska, Arkansas. Bet all those money lines. More smiles and frowns. If you bet $100, it's at $352.97. I made my bet. If you bet at $50, it's at like $175. If you bet $20, you can do the math.
70.
71.
Whatever it is.
I just did that.
Great. So what'd you bet?
I did 20 smiles.
20 smiles.
20 smiles.
Well, you can say you bet $20, right, Mike?
Nah, I'm not risking that.
Just say smiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm going to get in trouble.
They come in and escort you out.
Yeah, you're done.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. Where do we go? Whoa, whoa, my lovely. You know who my new favorite person in the whole world is? Jim Nantz.
Oh, come on. You got to tell us about this.
I know. Dude.
Again?
I know. He's awesome.
You guys look like you were bonding too.
Okay, we were.
So what, I could just tell through a picture.
Set the picture up.
So I go and play in a charity golf tournament yesterday after the radio show.
Where?
Golf Club of Tennessee.
What's the weather like?
Perfect. It's like 85. A little warm, but there's enough cloud cover where it makes it pretty comfortable most of the day.
Is there a breeze blowing?
Occasionally, but not enough to actually affect the ball flight.
Okay. Nice.
And so I was talking with Brant Snedeker. It was his tournament.
Yeah, dude. Schnetty.
And so I was like, hey, man, thanks for having me out. And he was like, appreciate you coming. I was the celeb in the group, which is always a weird thing because they're real famous people there. And then this group gets me. But whatever. He's like, I appreciate you coming. You know, big deal. And I was talking with Nate Bargatze.
Comedian.
Who was there as well for a little bit. And somebody comes up and goes, hey, have you seen Jim? And I was like, Jim who? They said, Nance. He's gonna be here in a little bit. He wanted to say hi. I was like, I've not seen Jim Nance, but I want to see Jim Nance. Jim, he's always been so nice.
And you don't really see Jim. You hear Jim.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Yeah.
So I said, is he playing? He goes, well, he's not going to be able to play, but he's going to come and be here for a while and just ride around and hang out. Because I think because he was going to be late, he wasn't going to be able to play with the team, but he was going to, and he was there all day. And so we're probably in hole 4, and we're crossing up with another thing of cars, meaning we're like in the cul-de-sac, and everybody's pulling up to the green as we're leaving. And who do I hear? Bobby.
Well, look at that.
It's Jim Nance. And I was like, what's up? And my whole group, they all left. I mean, I crushed a drive in the middle. They're all standing in my drive waiting on me. I crushed it.
Nice.
And I stayed back to talk to Jim for a little bit. And
just think, the last time Jim saw you, you were crushing the par 3 competition.
He didn't see me hit it, though.
Oh, he didn't.
I wish I would have told him to. That's my bull. But I didn't. But I want to be his best friend. And he says, hey, I'm back now. Because, you know, he splits his time.
Back to Tennessee?
Yeah. He goes, I'm ready to come do the show.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, but I had to play it cool. I was like, yeah, I'll hit you up next couple weeks.
Oh, okay. It's like dating.
Yeah, I just want to be cool. I'm going to be hard to get. Cool.
I thought you were about to say, and here is Jim Nance.
Hey, don't ruin it.
I've sat him in my office for 2 hours.
Just playing it cool, man.
I know. I don't want to ruin it either, but I was just like, yeah, I'll hit you up next couple weeks. Okay. And I said, when are you home? And he was like, what? Like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Because I said, what game did you do this last week?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah. I heard the whole thing.
You would, yeah.
I heard the whole thing.
Patriots.
Great job, Jim.
And so I said, we started talking about the game a little bit. And we talked about Mac Jones having an offensive coordinator now. But then we got to just start talking about football for a little bit.
Did you talk about Tony or anything?
I didn't bring up Romo. No.
What?
That did. What would I say?
I mean, how cool is Tony, man? Is he cool?
No, we were literally talking about the game he did.
Tony fun to work with, man.
So, but Jim Nance was awesome.
That's awesome. What did he say about the Patriots?
That he thinks, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was optimistic about this season.
Okay.
At least as compared to the last ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, this segment talking about golf brought to you by Cobra. That's right. I have my putter.
That's why you have the putter here?
Well, it was just here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a golf segment that we did. But Cobra, I mean, they're not really sponsoring this. But wouldn't it be cool if they did? That's the line.
Yes.
They don't really sponsor
this. They don't really sponsor this, but Cobra, my favorite club. And I played really good yesterday. I played with the Aerojet driver, freaking clubbing it.
That's what you smashed the ball with?
That ball. When I hit it, I heard it go, why?
What, the ball?
Mm-hmm. No, please.
Why? Did you say sorry when you got up to it?
No, I did. Okay. I was talking to Jim.
That's right. That's
Kevin
right.
plays Cobras.
Yep. I got the Aerojet too.
Let's go.
Beautiful.
If you're looking for clubs, this segment, not sponsored by, but we'd like to be sponsored by Cobra.
Eddie wants to play with Cobras?
This is my putter. There you go.
It's beautiful.
It's a king. They weighted this down, though, so there's weights in it.
For you?
Yeah.
Customized?
Yeah. Well, I went and just had a putter fitting here in town.
Did they say 35 pounds?
Yeah, it's really heavy. It's like
seriously?
It's like a sledgehammer.
It's a kettlebell?
Yeah.
I wanted to do a betting recap with you guys.
Oh, this is where you're being honest.
Complete transparency. Transparent betting recap. So we hit the parlay, which is good.
That was huge.
I'm going to tell you where I really sucked and where I really thrived. And I was just going to do college because I feel like I'm much better at college. And I'll probably drop off NFL at some point. Or I don't know really how it's going to go week to week. But I will let you know both of them here. So I gave Kevin my phone and he went and did the full audit of any games bet on this past weekend. In college, total bets. Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay. Total bets in college, 15 bets.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bets. And live bets too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Total wagered, $1,675.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh, I'm sweating already.
Winnings, $1,302. Overall, minus
$373. Ay, ay,
ay. College.
Took a bath there.
Do you know where it got me? Was reloading on that Arkansas trying to cover during the game. Because I was like, okay, so they didn't hit 38. Surely they'll hit 36. Oh, no. Surely they'll hit 3. That got me. And that's always... I mean, it's feast or famine.
Well, what I've learned is when you use the word surely, that's where it gets you.
In the NFL, total bets, 12. Total wagered, $1,845.
Ah! Dios mío!
Winnings, $2,356. Overall, plus 511.
Okay, good.
Overall, college NFL, plus 138.
That's a great week.
Plus 138. There's a graphic on the screen now, it's plus 138. I want everybody to see that plus 138.
Especially your wife.
Yeah. Right there, baby. Hey, baby.
Right there, baby. Money, honey.
Look at there, baby.
Smiles.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I made money.
Okay, that's true. Okay.
You can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's...
Because you are you.
Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't guarantee money.
No. God, no.
You mean smiles.
No, I can't guarantee money. I can guarantee
smiles.
Yes. There we go.
We got there.
Fantasy football-wise,
you took a big L. Excuse me? You took a big L.
But you want to take the big L in week one.
You don't want to. But if you do, that's okay.
You do. You want to but to be the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you get first pick of the waiver wire.
And that you have.
And Gainwell. Here we go. I'm going to take Philly starting running back.
Dang it. Yes. Okay. That's what I feared.
But also I have Alvin Kamara.
You got a few more weeks on that.
I have two more weeks on him. And I'm just trying to win one out of three games. If I can win one out of three this first week, Lamar is not going to play that bad usually. But if you're fantasy... Gainwell's probably the first pick off the waiver wire.
He's a running back.
Who looks like he's the main guy in Philly.
Yeah, because they went away from him after Swift. That first series, and I don't know why.
Man, Swift really didn't do it. I mean, how many times did he carry the ball?
He didn't do anything.
And then the receiver with the Rams, who caught like 10 balls.
Yeah.
2-2.
Atwell?
Yeah.
Is that right?
2-2.
So those are probably your first two picks off the waiver wire. I lost both. I only play in two leagues. I really only like playing in one, but I lost both the game I lost in my Kevin Klug league. I needed Pollard to get one more point. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Dang.
He had a great game, though.
Yeah. He really did.
Yeah, but the Cowboys were up so much, they stopped running him.
Yeah, they started running their second and third.
Mm-hmm. So, but I feel pretty good. You know, my two quarterbacks, though, I have Anthony Richardson on both teams on the bench because I drafted him like the sixth round just to have as a good backup quarterback. Lamar, I do have faith in, but I have... not Lamar. The Bears.
Justin.
So
Justin Fields?
Yes. He played terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I have faith.
I think mainly because we expected him to play better.
You think he played bad because of our expectations?
I just think we think that he played terrible. I mean, he didn't play well. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just that we really went into this week thinking the Bears were really going to be a lot better.
And they still might. Week one's always... No, I just say it's an anomaly. half the time it's exactly right. But the Packers did look pretty freaking good.
Yeah, so. They did. We wrote them off. And your boy Baker Mayfield.
I told you they're not losing.
Like, that was shocking to me.
I told you.
Yeah.
Why would you ever doubt BM?
Because you met Baker one time, and you ever since then, you're like, he's the best.
I've never met Baker.
You talked to him.
Yeah.
Oh, is that, was DMs, that through DMs? Yeah. So that's all it takes?
Yeah.
For you to talk to someone in DMs?
No, just talk. Because he was like, I was a big fan. So cool. I was like, thanks, man.
And ever since then, you're like, oh, Baker's the best.
Baker, let's go.
Any team he joins, he's gonna do great.
I feel like they give him the shaft.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, Bucks 1-0, baby.
Not bad. Not a bad start.
Football's back in full swing with another week of epic games. Who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Nobody's missing out on the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on the NFL Week 2 action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports to sign up. New customers can bet just $5. Take home $200 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours, 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. See show notes for full details. Okay. LeBron and Steph may be playing Team USA basketball. That would be awesome. We didn't win the World Championships.
No.
We finished third.
Fourth. Yeah, Canada beat them for third.
Oh, they did? I knew they were going through a place game. I gave up watching.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. It's so oh, really? I mean, how would you be motivated even to play that game?
Yeah.
It's like just missing the national championship, playing in a bowl game, and then you get beat, but it's like,
yeah,
you're disappointed to be there. But if LeBron and Steph go, that would be pretty cool, and that would be some leadership, and I still like the youth movement. Anthony Edwards, that dude's the dude starting next year. I mean, I watched two of these world championships. I mean, he's awesome. The fact that he's in Minnesota, we don't get to watch him play a lot. Unless you have NBA Sunday ticket.
The league pass.
NBA Sunday ticket.
I just got that.
So, quickly, Georgia blows out Ball State. We won't do a lot of, like, looking back since this is coming out on a Tuesday. But
did they cover, though?
They won 45-3. I didn't even look at that game to bet.
It might have been a 50 game.
I didn't see.
What I did see, though, was Miami beat Texas A&M. Yeesh. That was not pretty. I didn't like that very much. They're back. Miami's back and Texas is back. It's like we talked about.
I mean, Texas A&M, they've got everything they need, but they can't do it.
Most surprising thing of the NFL week last week? One thing most surprising. I'll go first as you guys think about it. I mean, the fact that the Rams won game one against a good Seattle team really was shocking to me. And I would see McVay really get pumped up. It's like, you know, the coaches are trying, but you know the Rams, like the Oregon, they don't want to win. Because they want a better draft pick. They want to get one of those quarterbacks. Stafford's surprised last year.
Yeah.
So that, to me, was the most shocking. Eddie?
I think it's got to be Arizona, just making it a game. I really thought Arizona was going to tank from day one, and I just feel like they were really trying to win that game, and they've almost got the tools to be competitive. I don't know what was happening.
Do you think it's the Commanders kind of sucking?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, Sam Howell did not look great.
He's a fighter, but I mean, things were just weren't getting put together for him.
Kevin?
For me, it's going to be the Packers. We talked about it a little bit. Jordan Love looked good. Offense looked good, and they didn't even have Watson. Defense looks awesome. So to me, that was a big surprise how well they came out week one.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Week two, what storyline are you most looking forward to seeing where it ends up? Week two.
What is Anthony Richardson, is what's his status? Is he okay?
He's good. Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's good. He was fine after that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So here's my theory on this real quick. I looked all over social media and no one said anything about this. But at the end of the game, did you watch the game?
I have three TVs now in my room. Yeah. And so, yes, it was on one of the screens.
Okay, so at the last drive, it's you know, they get the first down, so it's first and goal, and they have four attempts to get there. And at one point, Anthony Richardson just says, F it. Mm-hmm. And he takes his playbook wristband mm-hmm. and throws it. And no one saw this, but he literally threw it off his arm and threw it to the sideline and says, I'm doing this. And this is where he decided to run the ball three times in a row and then ended badly with a nasty helmet-to-helmet crash.
So your point is?
What are you doing? Like, I know you're a rookie. I know that you think that you have the talent to win this game, to take this team to the next level. But to me, that's a slap in the face to all your coaches saying, like, your offensive coordinator being like, you're calling the wrong plays. Let me use my legs. Let me win this game.
I think had he been able to use his legs and win the game, that'd be the first little chapter in the book of the heroic tactics.
That's what he was trying to do, but look how it ended.
I think you still want your quarterback to be that guy, even though it's annoying sometimes. I still think you want your quarterback to be borderline a little too cocky, borderline a little too believing in himself, because after they throw an interception, what do you want him to do? Feel like he can go out and throw a freaking touchdown. Right. But yes, I can see where that would be problematic, but I didn't see that as... I guess I wasn't watching
I had two thoughts. It was just like one.
And are you sure he wasn't like, just wasn't like itching? There was like
no
crabs
said,
in it?
No,
or
he literally said
like
the F.
Ticks or
I could
something.
See him say the F.
Like F, it's bite something. Like I got stung by a bee yesterday on the golf course.
No, he was saying, I'm going to do this. Okay. And that's one thing too. Is like if the defense has seen you do that, like they know what you're doing. I'm an idiot sitting at home on my couch and I'm like, you just threw away your playbook. You're going to run the ball.
Well, not everybody wears a wristband though if they know the plays.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, Tom Brady.
Sometimes.
Okay.
If they're changed, but not everybody wears a wristband all the time.
Okay.
With all the plays.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Hey, maybe he got a bug bite.
Like, yeah,
who knows?
That's my theory.
It rubbed me the wrong way. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he does against the Texans.
I think he's going to score a lot of fantasy points. I don't see them winning a lot of games, but I think if you're a Colts fan, you should be pumped about the future.
Yeah, I agree.
Even Trevor Lawrence told him after the game, though, like, hey, yo, you got to chill.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Stop taking these hits.
Yeah. Oh, on the hits. Yeah. Stay healthy.
Yeah,
I did
see
him say that. Like, you got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take the hits.
A lot of these guys, even Josh Allen on Monday night, it's like, dude, you're not even going for the first down. You were 5 yards short. You're diving.
He's trying to jump
Stop
over guys.
That.
Like, what are you doing?
Kevin, you?
For me, it's going to be the Chiefs and Jaguars. Chiefs coming off that loss against the Lions, and Jaguars, they had their moments, but still almost lost to a Colts team, that same Colts team.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see it's in Jacksonville, what the Chiefs do. Chris Jones is back. And that Jaguars offense, I mean, if they're clicking, they're good.
You know, mine is similar. Same teams, but different things. Mine is about Chris Jones announcing he's back, a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. How back is he? How quickly is he back? He's done nothing. And all of a sudden, here you go, week two, you're dropped in. Do they have him on a play count? How much does he have? Sure, you've been training, but are you game speed ready? I mean, we saw with Joe Burrow, he was injured, but he still practiced. Somebody didn't take any snaps. So I'll be interested to see how much he plays. But the Jacksonville thing, it's like Trevor Lawrence is so close to being that next guy.
Yeah,
he's a stud.
He's so close. You can see glimpses of just like overall control of the game. And I think this is the season where he either becomes that guy or he's all just a pretty good guy. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Jaguars do. But in that same division, it's like the Titans. Are they going to be good or no?
We don't know yet.
Because that was not pretty.
No.
That's bad.
Tannehill. Come on, man.
That's bad. All right. Now let's get to the sit down with George Burge and Ben Rector. It was at my house. This was kind of just organic. We had started doing a bobby cast like an hour before. But George is so good at golf. He's the best golfer that I play with. Except for a pro, he's the best golfer I've ever played with.
Yeah.
And I know he talks about it a little bit, but he still had to like walk on and everything too. And
yeah, he walked on at Texas.
And he's that good.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Which is just crazy to me.
And I think too, the fact, and he mentions it, the fact that he didn't actually get that good until so late that he couldn't be recruited.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's interesting. And he walked on University of Texas, play was on the team. Mm-hmm. So walk on or not, it's hard to make the team.
It's yeah. Amazing.
He makes the team. And then we're about to work out because me, Eddie, and Rector were about to work out. So Ben, I was like, I texted him, I was like, just come in over here to the studio. So then we talked up on pickleball, and Rector's just like sneaky athletic. You see him playing piano, and he's got his curly floppy hair.
He seems like an emo artist.
Yeah, or like, but then he's taller than you think. He's like 6'2", probably.
He's been working out. I'm like, hey, this dude's got muscles, man.
Yeah, and so really? He hopped, yeah.
Because he's been in the studio once when I saw him, and I was like, well, he looks whatever.
Normal dude.
Just normal artist.
When you play like sports with them, or like we'll play golf. He's a really good golfer too. He's awesome, but he's like good at pickleball, and he's just
sneaky
athletic. You can follow George on TikTok at George Burge Official. Follow Ben _ Rector. Here we all are. Here is me, Eddie, George Burge, and Ben Rector.
Okay, we're here with George Burge, who is the best golfer in country music. He won't say that. And Eddie, we have to admit too with George that he makes you feel like you're also good. Even though you're not.
Because he does encourage you.
He's very encouraging.
I remember the first time I played with George, he said, dude, you have a great swing. And I'll never forget that he said that to me.
And he's totally lying.
Probably.
Yeah, he said the same thing to me. He said the same thing to me, yeah.
You almost made a hole-in-one the first time I played with you.
No, I don't remember that.
I do.
I don't remember that. But it's funny, too, with George.
Oh, yeah, you guys played together way before. Because I remember you playing with him when he was in Waterloo Revival.
Yes.
And you'd be like, that George guy is really good. I'd be like, never heard of him.
And he almost made a hole-in-one when we played at the Wynn. Hit it to 3 inches.
That I remember.
Yeah.
You remember that one? Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Come on. No, it was close.
I'm not denying you did.
You posted it on your Instagram.
But how do you not remember that?
I'm sure I would have because I'm an encouraging friend. I'm sure I posted it. And I was like, but I don't remember every one
of your
shots.
It's pump-up season here. We're hyping each other up.
Do you remember when I had a really almost hole-in-one where it was like half a roll?
Why would I remember all your almost hole-in-ones?
Dude, this was crazy. You, me, Austin, Onion Creek.
And I'm sure I was like super excited for you.
I still have a picture on my phone. It was George. A quarter of a roll away from a hole-in-one. And dude, and if that was you, but Bones, I would remember that.
This is me continuing my case of saying that you're a good golfer.
Thanks,
you have
man.
A good swing.
Thank you.
But you don't remember the time that I hit the pin on a par three and it almost dunked.
Which one? No, see, you're making that up to prove me wrong.
No, you don't even remember.
Let me think.
A little place called Lions. Remember that? Remember
it's
that course?
No, it's see, great you're making that up.
You just don't remember. Anyway, you're proving my point here. George, your golf career started where?
My first ever round was at Lions. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, interesting.
Small world.
Yeah.
Almost all in one place.
Great mm-hmm. track.
So wait, as like a teenager or what?
Yeah, I started playing when I was 15, got obsessed with it, quit all my other sports and just started playing golf. I would go hit range balls before school and then go practice after school and then play 36 every weekend. And like, it was weird. It just like, it was all I wanted to do. I loved it, loved it,
that's
loved
me
it.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 15. That's me now. Yeah. But you're 15 playing golf though. Like, how did you even get exposed to golf? And did you have less? I mean.
So I had some friends on a baseball team whose dads were a golfer, and it was a Saturday, and they were like, hey, we're going to go play Lions with our dad. Do you want to come out with us? And I'd never played, but I had recently found a set of golf clubs like at a like Goodwill dumpster kind of thing.
Lions is a muni, by the way, for those listening. Yeah, it's not like it's where we used to go and people used to get shot in the parking lot. That'd be a fight. And
I have seen two guns in the Lions parking lot pointed at other people. Yeah. So you're not lying.
When did you start to – your hand-eye coordination, was it pretty good anyway? Were you a decent ball player?
It was, yeah. It was something that came pretty naturally to me. I played baseball and tennis before and was – you know, I wasn't going to go play D1 baseball or tennis, but I was a good player for high school. And then golf, like the reason that I wasn't better at baseball or tennis is because I'm really slow. And so golf, I didn't have to run anywhere. You know, the ball stays right there. So that was my strong suit. And I fell in love with it and ended up, you know, I got to be like competitively good by the second half of my senior year. So I didn't really get a bunch of like tournament reps to have some sort of like recruiting career or anything like that. And so I started to talk to colleges like the very end of my senior year. But I knew I wanted to go to UT anyway. So I went to UT just academically and ended up playing in their walk-on tournament. Every year they have like kind of it's almost ceremonial. They almost never take walk-ons, but they have a walk-on tournament where you can apply to like play 36 holes. And if you win it, the coach will look at you. You're not getting a spot on the team.
If you win the whole tournament.
If you win the whole tournament. Yeah.
Wow.
So I won the tournament and I won it by a lot, 8 or 10 strokes. I can't remember. And I get a call from the head coach, which was really cool. And he was like, hey, come out to, it was Steiner Ranch, UT Club is where the Horns practice. And he was like, come out to Steiner Ranch. He was like, there'll be a golf cart waiting for you. Put your clubs on it, come warm up. And then, I'm going to watch you play 18 holes. And it was just me by myself in a golf cart. Barely put the tee in the ground.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you remember what you scored?
I do. Cause I, in the tournament in front of coach? In the tournament, I want to say it was like couple under. It wasn't crazy, but it was good enough to like, you know, do to make some noise. And
from
so
the whites,
yeah, exactly. It was a scramble, actually. Yeah. But yeah, I played 18 holes in front of coach, and
then what'd you score there?
I shot 1 under, and he offered me a spot on the team, which was insane. Because I mean, you're talking, it's not like I just walked on to, you know, some podunk program. You're talking about like the most, you know, one of the most decorated golf programs in college. So all of a sudden I've got a bag with my name on it and there's Pro V1s in my lockers. And
that's
they're
so cool,
like,
man.
Hey, man, you're getting a Nike deal. So whatever you want, gloves, shirts, clubs, like it's all free. Whatever. And I'm sitting here like, oh, I got my first set of clubs out of a dumpster. <You know? laughs> and I was like, when I say barely good enough to be on the team, but I made pretty good grades and the golf team like had the lowest GPA of any sports team at Texas. So I think I helped boost that up a little bit for coach and they let me hang around and I had a great time, man. I got to play golf with Jonathan Vegas, who's currently on the PGA Tour, and Dylan Fratelli, who's currently on the PGA Tour, and hang out with those guys. And we're still in touch. And, you know, it was surreal. So the practice facility is there's the members side of the club and then there's the team side of the club. And the team side is you have to be a player to go down there. There's 3 chipping greens, all have a different kind of grass on them so you can prep for a tournament. All the bunkers have a different kind of sand on them so you can prep for your tournament. And then there's indoor hitting bays with camera angles from above you to the side of you and behind you. And then they had like a library where you could like get on the computers and do homework, pool table, anything Gatorade made, anything Nike made, ping pong tables. Like it was pretty surreal.
But that's a lot to learn, right? Like, you weren't that experienced in golf. Like, you were just good, but you didn't know different kinds of grass and how to chip on grass and how to putt.
I was never
But Lions had a lot of different kinds of, different kinds of grass.
A lot of damage. Well, there
was I mean, it's like this green, kind of grass here. Greens, yeah, so it's like he always had it. He just didn't know.
It was cool, man. And I had, like, zero pressure because I was never, you know, threatening to be a starter. But I had a spot on the team. So it was like I got all the upside without really having to grind it out. But I mean, I remember we'd work out at the same time as the football team and we'd be in there doing like yoga and calisthenics while Vince Young was like squatting 600 pounds.
Get out of here, man. So,
he's doing a jazzercise next to Cedric Benson.
It was
pretty
embarrassing, man.
So did you ever get to play any tournaments?
I didn't. No, I was never a starter. I was on the team. I was a bench warmer.
Did you go to the tournament?
I did, yeah.
What do you do if you don't get to play?
I mean, you're there, you're walking, following the guys, you know, basically.
Glorified. Do you want Snickers? Do you want vodka?
Gatorades?
You know, you'd go follow the guys. We'd, you know, sneak some beers in the hotel room, and it was fun, man. It was a good time.
That's really crazy that if you would have probably played a year earlier. A year, if you started a year earlier, you'd have been playing while they were recruiting, because you had such a late start.
Yeah.
That you might have gone and actually played.
It could have been a totally different career path for me. It worked out perfectly. Like, I got just enough of a great experience, and like, now golf has opened every door in the world for me. You know, it's such a cool game, because you can meet somebody and go spend 4 hours on the golf course with them. And if you're good at it, you get invited a lot of places, which is really cool. So like, it was the perfect experience for me. My friends that are grinding it out on like the mini tours and stuff, like, it's not a life that you really want. Like, the guys that are on the PGA Tour, your top 200 players in the world, are all making seven figures and flying private jets, and everything's amazing. But that almost making it life in golf is rough. It's rough, rough.
Did you just miss Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, I graduated the year he came.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Was he like local?
Everybody knew him.
Like legend?
Everybody knew him. Like, this kid coming out of Jesuit, he's short game like you've never seen before. And everybody, before you ever met him, and this was in high school, was talking about his putting. They were like, you've never seen any guy putt like this before. And then he immediately comes out 1 year in college, they win the national championship, and then goes to the tour and it's winning majors like almost instantly. And it was pretty cool to watch. Yeah. Did
people like him? I mean, I know him a little bit, but people like him. He's a real jerk.
Everybody seems to love him.
He's not a jerk. He's actually really
nice guy. I don't know him super well. We've hung out two or three times. He's always been super cool to me. Everybody calls him Golden Boy because he does no wrong. Everybody loves Jordan Spieth, man. And
he'll kill someone.
Yeah, he was talking about.
He's probably my favorite player on tour. So yeah, easy what you say, Vaughn.
The Under Armour jet. He was like, man, you should be on this thing. And I'm like, how would I ever get on that thing? He was like, man, they got like a bar in there and they like turn the lights on. You should really get on it. Jordan, how am I ever going to get on the Under Armour jet? So we were playing at the Wynn, and we were doing a show together in Vegas.
Yeah.
This is where I almost got a hole in one. I remember this. Go ahead.
I don't remember your almost hole.
Yeah, it was close. George remembers it.
And we're like through 14 holes or whatever. And I'm like, George, where are you, by the way? And George is like, I don't know, minus four. I'm like, what?
Hadn't said a word about it.
Hadn't said anything. And like, it's quietly just par, 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 beer, beer, truck, truck.
I mean, there was a little bit of all that.
Birdie.
Yes.
He's like four under through like 13 or 14.
What an experience that was, by the way. So
he does this. He already punts it away from him.
He's talking about a great round.
I can't, man.
I think you're the best music golfer in Nashville.
Because Darius doesn't live here.
I will not say
Darius does.
I won't.
Oh, he does.
But he's better than Darius.
That I'm the best. I won't. Like, I can't say that, but I can say that I would play anybody in Nashville for money. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
With strokes? How many strokes?
I'd give Darius strokes.
Would you give me strokes? How many would you give me though? I know you'd give me some. How many would you give me?
I'd give you three aside.
That's it. I played.
Yeah. I've seen you play, dude. I've seen you play. That's
not true. Hey, I did beat Jake yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tied him, but I got three strokes.
What about Jake?
Yeah. What did you just say? You beat Jake and you got three strokes. And Jake?
No. I tied Jake. Okay. We tied.
Yeah.
I'm gonna brag about this every day until we play again. I just told Ben. There's this nobody. The other day. I was like, I beat Jake. Get to my
there's,
dinner.
There's nobody that's gonna hurt worse than Jake. He's stewing on that.
Yeah, we tied. We played three holes. We tied. But he gave me three strokes, so I won that one. It's pretty freaking cool. Awesome. Let's talk about pickleball for a second. So, Ben, you want to hop in here? Can you hop in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hop in.
Oh yeah.
Ben's naked. I want to make sure. So this is Ben Rector. Yes, here.
Hey guys.
We were just talking about pickleball, and George says he's really good. And I said, you now think you're really good. Thoughts?
I think I'm okay. I'm like a good pickup athlete.
He's deceivingly a good athlete. It sucks.
Yeah, I've heard
he's good at everything.
Yes, it's so stupid. Yeah,
I told you I can hang with anybody in golf. I've heard he can
play. He's really good.
Yeah, yes. I heard he can play.
I'm okay.
Okay. And he like shouldn't be so athletic. And like, you don't think he's as tall and as rangy as he is, but then you stand next to him and all of a sudden you're like, oh, you're like 6'2" and you're in pretty good shape and you move pretty.
I have a friend who said that this is not worth me saying. I can't remember. He's basically just like, it shouldn't be this way.
It shouldn't be this way. Yeah. You have everything that I wish I did.
I do feel that I don't seem like I would be athletic, and I kind of am.
I feel like y'all are kind of underselling it right now.
For him?
Yeah, he's coming in with a nice tan. Athletic. The calves are kind of popping.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, I'm saying when you get close to him. When you get close to him.
I see it. I see it, dude.
The first time you like sit next to him or you're close to him, you're like, God dang, dude. Like, what? Because when you like see him, he's like, I'm being wrecked. I play piano.
This has been great. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
But then all of a sudden, he's like singing like an angel, playing piano. And he's like, oh, I'm so self-deprecating. And then he gets up and he whacks a golf ball. And now he's like playing expert pickleball.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
I don't think I'm that good at pickleball.
So I'm going to read the text. Ben and I were just in
it. It says, quote, I'm really good at pickleball.
There's a little, there's a trash talk element.
He says, Bobby, I've been thinking
okay.
about it.
You know, he says.
Murdered out screen where I can't read it.
It's exactly it. I said, because we've been trying to play pickleball. I've been gone or he's been gone. He's touring like crazy, doing all sold out shows. And so.
How great.
He's like, you know, I said, well, I'll beat you in pickleball. And he goes, I kind of doubt it. He said, only one way to find out. He says, the great Marshawn Lynch once said, I'm all about that action.
All right.
So George just started playing. What'd you think?
So I too thought I was really good after I played for the first time. Right. So I'm kind of getting the impression that pickleball kind of leaves you because it's such a quick learn. Like there's a low barrier to entry on pickleball. Yeah. I feel like most people are probably going to leave thinking that they're better than they are at it, which I would file myself under that category.
It's 100% accurate.
That being said, I want all the smoke from you guys.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I think it's an easy, you know, train to get on, but to get far ahead on the train is difficult. I've been beaten by a lot of old people, very old people.
That's crazy. The old people are really good at this game.
So good. Unimaginably good.
I would even say it's a bit like golf where the harder you swing, you think it's better because the ball's going to go farther. Mm-hmm. However, old people, both golf and pickleball, they know it's angles, it's motion.
Mm. All right, so you guys that have been in it, tell me, like, are you going cross court basically every time until you've got a chance for the kill?
What's
the strategy?
In doubles, it's just everybody run to the net. That's it.
Whoever gets to the net first.
That's a race, George. Run and touch the net, you win. That's exactly what it is. Yes, you know the secret of pickleball.
It's like chess or something. It's like hit the deepest return you can off the serve, then the third shot is a drop, and then everybody's just at the net, and you're just waiting for somebody to make a mistake.
Rector's also such a freaking perfectionist. Where he's like, I'm only going to do it if I'm – and so, you know, you hear him around.
He's definitely –
He's
studied.
Like 17.2 inches from the diameter. What you want to do is take the ball on the eighth.
You've been thinking about this.
This is like a trap. This is my worst nightmare.
To be complimented by three dudes worshiping you for no – it's my, like, greatest fantasy is to sit down and have three guys tell me how great I am at something.
Tell me more.
Yes. I'm like, wow, this is like a porn. Except there's no sex. I'm just – you guys are just telling me how great my calves are. Okay, we're done.
Oh boy.
George, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. That was fun.
I don't even know. Did you know I tried to bring Ben on this show? We've been done like two shows here.
Yeah.
Ben. I tried to bring Ben on the show because Ben is, again, he's so well-spoken. He's so smart. He knows a ton about sports, but he'll be like, I don't know anything about sports. But he does. And I was like, you should do this show. When we first going to launch it, it was going to be us three.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben's like, he was with it till the day before we started.
What happened, Ben?
He called me and chickened out because he's like, I don't feel like I can do a good enough job.
My real answer is, I was like, and you were great. You were like, dude, you don't need to just show up, just like do your thing. And I was like, my thing is like, I worry a lot about stuff, and I like want to do it.
It's a specialty worrying.
It's like I'm gonna be like, okay, I gotta watch like every game. I want to have good stuff to say. Like I have to do this. And I was just like, I was going into a season of like shows and stuff where I was like trying to figure out how to better have like boundaries and be like, hey, I'm gonna be off right now. And I was like, there's no way. I wish I had the thing that's just like show up and be like, I don't know, man. I'm just like feeling this out. And instead I'd be like making notes. And it's like, I can't be making notes right now. I got to be like home. I got to like relax and just chill out.
And he's like, you know my thing, worrying and taking notes.
I'd be like, okay, so well, like the last coach that coached here, like he went here.
Dude, we're not trying to break down the 3-4.
We don't do that.
I know, but I don't know how not to do that. You know?
Well, anyway, we've become rich because of the show. And I tell him all the time.
Anytime he's like, I can't do something, I gotta go to the show. He's like, you know, like you could have just probably retired if you'd done the show.
Whistles, that's it. You gotta do nothing like that. All right. George, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, thanks,
Ben. Glad you hopped in, buddy.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben's like, this is miserable. It's like the greatest. Yes. It's like the reverse of a roast. It's like he died.
He didn't write notes for the show, so he's
true. He didn't come with notes. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. We've enjoyed this episode of 25 Whistles.
It's fun. It's a great first week.
I think in this segment, I want to think back. Is there anything we didn't address? Because sometimes I'll finish a show and go, oh, God, I forgot to mention it. We have a new episode of Too Much Access up of us at Vanderbilt, who are 2-1. Man, if they win another game, they're 3-1.
Let's go.
They're the favorite this week.
That's awesome.
That's the TMA reverse curse.
I mean, dude, when we show up to these campuses, sometimes their seasons get turned around.
Why are you wearing a glove from South Carolina still?
Oh, it's just the one I found. And I found out that when I hold this microphone with this glove, you don't hear it.
You haven't dropped the microphone either one time.
Not only is it a great receiver glove, it's a good podcast microphone
glove.
You
have not dropped it. I noticed how sure-handed you were.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Your hand looks so much bigger in the glove.
I know. The real story, though, is I tried to give it to my son. He didn't want it.
He didn't want your South Carolina football glove?
No, he said, Dad, what am I going to do with one glove? I'm like, it's memorabilia.
Dang, dude.
So I was like, don't worry. This will be my now microphone podcast glove. Thank you.
I think that's amazing.
Thanks.
Kevin, anything we forgot?
For me, we touched on the game a little bit, obviously, but it's Aaron Rodgers. But Josh Allen last night just looked like he's taking a step backwards, which is wild. He looks like he's trying to score.
Week one.
Coming off of last year, he had kind of a down year compared to the year before without Daboll.
And he played a lot in the preseason, too.
He just looks like he's trying to score 100 points on every play.
I hear you.
Dude, you got to chill.
Week one. After week three, if we're still feeling that way out of 2 out of 3 weeks, then I will give you the satisfaction of going, okay, I felt that.
I'm going to jump on that too.
But right now, no satisfaction.
I got some room over here. Right?
It's week one. Everybody relax.
He's been playing for a while now. He should know how to play.
Yeah, last year, the second half of last year, he's got the most turnovers.
You're
since 18.
Hater.
I'm not a hater.
Yes, he is.
Hey, is that body failing a little bit?
Oh. No. Look at his hat. What's his hat say?
Bills.
Patriots.
Oh, even Josh Allen. I'm like, I don't know.
He's a Pats fan. Obviously, yeah. He's going to have his allegiances and his disallegiances.
Hey, this
you can't
is just what
be
I
like
see.
That, Kevin, though.
No,
you
this,
have
is,
to,
this okay. is what I see. I like Josh Allen. I think
he's like, Josh
amazing.
Allen, is he 3 inches shorter this year? Like, no, he's not.
Remember week one last year I was saying on this podcast, I think, where I was like, I would take him over any quarterback right now. And here we are a year later. Totally
one
different.
Game.
Okay.
That's it. Mike, did I forget anything?
You got everything.
Thank you all. We will be doing some of the show next week from the car.
What?
Well, we're going to do a Too Much Access. And so we're in the car for like an hour.
Oh, that's right.
Those are always fun.
Do you like like, is that a efficiency for you, or is that like
at first it
style.
Was at first it was just efficiency, but I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool feel
because it's not the whole show, and sometimes it's kind of behind, and sometimes we're a little looser, a little drunk, you know.
Take a little shot for
so it. It's both, but I think mostly I like it because it's just different.
Yeah, that's fun.
So all right, that's it. Thank you guys. We'll see you on Friday, Mike.
Friday.
All right, bye, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.